proposed local law and introductory number three of 2016, amending the boundaries of the wards of the city of Hudson and voting procedure for its common council. May I have a motion and a second to lay the proposed law on the openers desk? Mike? John? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Roll call vote.
President DeStefano?
No. Oh wait, I have a comment to make first before I say no. While they appreciate the work that was done to bring this proposal for the boundary changes here to the council, I also feel that the process was not open enough or transparent. The public and the public officials were completely left out of the decision making.
That's not true.
But changing these ward members.
That's not true. I was there and there was another elected official there.
Okay, well I didn't know that. I didn't know who the complete committee was. So I strike that. I'm not opposed into looking to at alternatives to the current voting process, but I do believe that we need to make that process fair and equal. I think this council should discuss alternatives to the fair and equal proposal and bring them back for discussion and open participation. And therefore, that's why I vote no.
Donahue?
I've been an alderman for the last 23 years, representing the fifth ward, and I'm not about to vote to break up the fifth ward, no.
Friedman?
2 years ago, in earnest, the legal committee sat down. Three members of the legal committee, with the assistance of the then Common Council President, crafted a proposal whereby the executive and the legislative branches would each propose a committee of people, non-elected officials, who would be immune from removal except for cause in order to come up with a plan and hold a series of public hearings to come up with a pathway for the city to emerge from this ridiculous weighted voting system used in exactly one municipality in the United States. That was considered to be too complicated for many members of the council at the time. So the legal committee went back and spent about 3.5 months, 4 months, coming up with a 45-word question, which asked simply, should we do away with the weighted vote or not? That passed the committee, it came to the council, it passed out of the council, it went to the then mayor's office. He didn't know how to sign legislation, he only knew how to veto it, so that's all he could do. So he vetoed it and it came back where most of the members of this body didn't have the courage of their own convictions. And because they could make all kinds of happy noises like, I think this is something that should be studied, but it's really too much of a question to ask now. We should ask it later. So here we are later, and we're asking the question, and you know what I hear? The same nonsense. Anybody, under the New York State Constitution and the Municipal Home Rule Law can get together with somebody else, two people, or by themselves, or with a pet, and they can put together a petition for the redress of wrongs and present it to the government. That's a First Amendment right. A group of your neighbors got together under their own steam. They used their efforts, their money, their time. They worked cooperatively to come up with an idea. Now, 6 months ago when you took that chair, you said something about doing something like that.
I
You've
know.
Done exactly nothing towards
I know.
You took that chair, you said something about doing something like that.
I
You've
know.
Done exactly nothing towards
I know,
coming.
I admit that.
Yes. And so your neighbors got bored and tired, and we don't like being screwed. And so we have come to you with a petition for the redress of a wrong. Now, we can flap our gums here all day. I don't care. We just voted to table it, not vote on it, table it. That's what we're voting on, not voting on it. let's get that straight. The motion is to not vote on the petition. It really, frankly, doesn't matter what we do. We are emasculated in this sense. It doesn't matter what this body wants. The people of the city have already spoken. The fair and equal petition has more than enough signatures to override this council. So gnash your teeth, bite your nails, sharpen your pencils, charge your calculators. It really doesn't matter. The voters are about to be at the receiving end of a very well thought out educational program, and they're going to learn about how the Fifth Ward refuses to negotiate with the rest of this council. And they're going to learn that this council cannot control them. This will be on the ballot in November, whether anybody likes it or not, because the people in the city, in the Fifth Ward and the Third Ward, the Second Ward and the Fourth Ward, and the First Ward too. All the wards in numbers way in excess of what are required under the Municipal Home Rule Law have signed the petition. So gnash your teeth all you want. Make all the noises you like. It's over. The weighted vote is over in this town. One way or another, it's over. Report it any way you like. It's irrelevant. The city council, I know, report it any way you like. Whatever you like, Tracy.
Can I have a clarification? No. The motion was to lay it on the already dead.
Correct. Yes. It's opposition, so we have to go to a roll call vote.
This is something that's come up. It's never actually been a controversy before, but I'm going to have to look into this. But I'm not sure that there's any, I'm not saying there isn't, I'm not sure there's any basis even to have that vote. As an alderman, a legislator having the right to deliver legislation for consideration by the body, and I think that that's a prerogative that each member has, and that laying it on the desk is a matter of fact, that when you put it in front of your co-alderman, when it is actually presented, then it is laid on the table, and it doesn't need to be acknowledged or voted on as laid on the table, that it is, in fact, and therefore can be considered. It's a peculiarity that I've seen come up here, but since everything unanimously was always laid, I have not really looked into it, but it's an oddity that I'm not sure where it came from. Maybe from literature. We'll have to look in. I mean, there may be a basis for it, but it struck me as odd that everybody has always consented to it, so what hasn't been a controversy? But I'm not sure that there is a... There may not be a basis for stopping an introduced bill from getting in front of your co-members, which is what this vote is actually about right now.
Right.
So I'm just going to have to look into that.
Already here. Let's know. Let's continue.
Onward.
Friedman.
Sure.
Garriga.
I agree with what everyone has said, and at the end of it all, it is up to the voters to decide. And for me, as a second ward alderman, and bringing it to the attention of my constituents that live along the lines that have been changed, eliminating Mill Street and Robinson Street out of the second ward, and my constituents want to remain the same in the second ward. They don't feel like it should be changed, so I vote no. But at the end of the day, it's for the voters to decide.
Like one third John, probably one quarter Claudia, and maybe one quarter of what Mr. Cross is referencing last week are my agreements. I vote yes. I'm going to make that concise.
I too agree with what the President said. I agree that the boundaries need to be addressed and separate from the way to vote issue. I don't have a problem with the way to vote, but the way our boundaries just doesn't seem like everyone was at the table. I know it was a thought out process, but if we could just review a few of the sections of it, I think it would be a good idea. But as of right now, I'd like to abstain.
Thanks.
Last week, so I told them, voided board, one man, one board. I don't have any errors. I don't understand. I'm thinking about every order and put the same board. But we left with the boundary, and now. If boundary, I'm not. There will be limited the poor people. Minority people, this boundary, and the forever for the city, the boys. I care. Maybe I'm not alone. I don't care. But you have to keep, come out the better boundary, better everybody sit down, council should sit down with the making a boundary, and one by one, book, I don't have a problem. I'm go for it. But until the boundary fixes, I say no. Thank you.
I go to the one person.
Oh, you know that.
I'm all for the one person, one vote. The boundaries also, I'm very concerned about. I've lived there 39 years. These people have lived in the fifth ward that have put me in this position. Are not happy about the boundaries either, and so I'm going to say no also that it should be reconstructed.
O'Hara?
I say yes to the placement of this bill on our desks.
Rector?
I say yes to let the people decide. I think this is taking a little bit of a leadership. No one's going to be happy. Not everyone's going to be happy. But I think the county council should take the leadership role and say yes to let the people.
Yes.
I mean, I can see it all the way that someone does. I really don't have an issue changing the way it's role. I think the boundaries has been a constant topic of discussion. I don't necessarily agree. I respect the opposition to it, but I don't necessarily agree with it.
Itself. Shocking. Can we go home now and stop wasting our time?
What were the numbers?
555, 1,383 nays, 95 abstain.
Okay. If that being said,